Track 82.
A sport for all? 1. In 1920, there was a match between two women's football teams at Everton's football ground in Liverpool. Around 53,000 people went to watch it. Just a few years earlier, during the First World War, many men were fighting abroad. This meant there were no football players and no important games. People loved the sport and wanted to watch it, so women started to play. Some of the best players, such as Lily Parr, are still famous today. She became famous when she was only 14 and scored 43 goals in one season. 2. A year later, in 1921, the Football Association, FA, decided to stop women's football because they thought it was not a sport that women should play for payment. 50 years later, in 1971, women could finally play football as a profession and not just as a hobby. However, it wasn't until 1993 that the English FA recognised international women's football. After that, women could play in competitions with other countries. 3. Nowadays, nearly 3 million girls and women play football in the UK, and there are 100,000 registered players who can play official tournaments. There are only about 200 professional players, and many have to do other work to earn enough money. But you can often see women's football on television. They sometimes play in really famous places, such as Wembley Stadium in London. 4. In schools, girls and boys play football in the playground. There are teams with both boy and girl players. Recently, all girl teams are playing against all boy teams, so football is really a sport for everyone.